Hi, and welcome to another episode of ICT You Can. This is Jane Nichols, and my episode today is going to be a review of some more podcasts. The last episode I did was on teachers who've been using podcasting in their classroom, and this one I thought I'd do a review of my favourite professional development podcasts so far. I've narrowed my review down specifically with an education framework. There's a few EdTech podcasts I really enjoy, and TWIT is one of those. But this podcast will be mainly about professional development within the educational framework. So I get most of my PD now from listening to podcasts, because I can listen to the latest ideas of people's up-to-date conversations about those ideas. I can listen to diverse points of views and make up my own mind. I can listen to international quality keynotes that have been recorded and posted as podcasts. So I'm not limited to what's happening in Dunedin, New Zealand. I can listen to ideas from around the world and make them fit my context and my classroom. So podcasting really is opening up the world of knowledge for me. So the first podcast I'd like to highlight is called Tilt: Teachers Improving Learning with Technology. And this podcast is presented by Danny Maas, or is it Maas? It's M-A-A-S, who is a technology teacher facilitator from Edmonton in Canada. Now, Danny presents his enhanced podcasts as screencasts. So he presents reviews of web pages for different curriculum areas that he's found. And he does so in such a way that you can see the best of the websites, and it saves you time as a teacher. So no longer do you have to go searching for great sites. Danny brings them to you. It is brilliant. It is so well done. He also screencasts ideas for using applications with students and talks you through step by step. I also enjoy his sense of humour. So I thoroughly recommend Tilt as a practical classroom-based podcast that will give you ideas for your classroom that you can implement immediately. The next podcast is one that I've just come across, and it's called Izzy Video, which is www.izzyvideo.com. These links will be included in the show notes, and you should be able to click from this podcast. Anyway, Izzy Video is a vidcast, and it's presented by Israel Hyman, who's a videographer from Mesa, Arizona. He presents videos on tips and tricks for shooting video, and these can easily be adapted to the classroom. He also puts together some screencast tutorials for using Final Cut Pro. However, even if you don't use Final Cut Pro, the techniques for video are really well worth viewing. I'm even contemplating showing some of these videos to my students before I let them out to try and make videos of their own. So that was Izzy Video. The next one I like to listen to is more about ideas in education. It's called Moving at the Speed of Creativity, and it's a blog/podcast put out by Wesley Fryer. Now, Wesley is the Director of Education Advocacy for AT&T in the state of Oklahoma, but I think he lives in Hawaii. I may be wrong. Wesley records keynotes that he presents around the US on topics such as Web 2.0, cyber safety, and ethical uses of technology in the classroom. He also posts keynotes of other presenters on his podcast. Now, Wesley presents the latest thoughts on technology, and he always challenges me to think how I can make learning and teaching more effective in a technology-rich environment. But he also challenges me to look beyond where I am now. He helps me to look forward to what is possible. And I always come away from listening to his podcast with new thoughts churning around in my head. Another relatively new podcast that I've found is called Podcasts for Teachers. I've only just come across this one. This podcast is presented by Kathy King and Mark Gura from Fordham University in the Bronx. It's a type of chat show. It follows a set format looking at the latest news and events in technology and education. And it talks a lot about the state of education in the US, but I find lots of what they say applicable to my circumstances in New Zealand. They review the latest Web 2 tools that they find, and they have a podcasting sort of focus, and they highlight things that educators around America are doing with podcasting and in their classroom. So it has some practical ideas for you as well. The next podcast is Connect Learning by David Warlick. David is an international speaker who I had the pleasure to hear when he visited New Zealand this year. He podcasts his keynotes as well as his general thoughts and conversations with other educators. And one podcast I really enjoyed listening to was where he interviewed his son while he was playing the World of Warcraft game. So it gave us the ins and outs and talked us through the whole multi-platform, I don't know what they call that, the virtual game space. So after listening to this podcast, I was talking to my son and he mentioned the game and I could join in the conversation. And he was so impressed with my level of knowledge about the game that he remarked, "Mum, I didn't know you were so cool." So I have David to thank for making me cool again, if only for a short while, for my 14-year-old son. Thank you, David. Okay, the next one that I like to listen to is called Bit by Bit. It's a podcast put together by Bob Sprankle, who was a teacher. His class podcast is called Room 208, and you can hear his students podcasting. But at Bit by Bit podcast, he explains the steps involved in getting his student podcast up and running. He also posts some interesting discussions and events that arise from his student podcast. In episode 19 of Bit by Bit, his year 3-4 students discuss researching using the Wikipedia, and they explain how they know that not everything on the internet is true. And then in episode 20, Bob records a discussion he has with his students where he tells them that their podcast was played in a David Warlick seminar and a gentleman stated that the teacher must have done most of the work for them. It couldn't be student work. So Bob plays them the recording of the man saying this, and the students get quite riled up, and they defend the way they make their podcasts, insisting that it is all their own work, and how disappointed they were that someone would question that. But then this is when it gets really interesting. As the discussion continues, they say that, well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and actually it's quite a compliment that this man thought their work was that good. And the thing that really hit home for me was that then they referred back to their learning when they were looking at using the Wikipedia and suggested that this man needs to look for at least 3 references to back up his opinion. Wow, it was really powerful learning. I really enjoyed listening to that one. So Bob also posts some keynotes on his podcast. So episode 18, parts 1 and 2, are the Mark Prensky keynote, which is entitled Engage Me or Enrage Me. And episode 31 is a David Warlick keynote. So it's a bit of everything in there. Quite enjoyable. Now, the last podcast that I'm going to present is teach42.com. Now, this is a podcast put together by Steve Dembo. It's another US-based podcast, and it varies a bit as it's Steve talking about his thoughts and opinions about issues in educational technology in schools. He has an easy way of speaking that makes you think you're listening to a conversation, and oftentimes I go to answer him back. I may not always agree with what he has to say, and I think he pushes the envelope sometimes. But that is great because he always gets me thinking, and I can always click on that comment button to engage in the conversation. So these are some of the podcasts that I'm listening to at the moment. All of these podcasts I've mentioned come out of the US or Canada, and I would love for someone to put me onto some podcasts from Australia, UK, or other parts of the world. Please leave me a comment about your favourite professional development podcasts and let's share our research. There are so many podcasts out there that you can't possibly listen to them all, but we can point each other in the direction of those that are challenging and engaging. So please send me your gems. What's the PD that you really enjoy listening to? So happy listening, and keep on engaging in the adventure that is podcasting.